Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to our podcast where we try to help you to understand the intricacies of the English language, hopefully to help you work on your speaking skills, understand the grammar so that you can speak with more confidence when you're meeting native speakers and through business or on holidays or in some other format. Okay, so the podcast I have for you today is going to look at, again, part two of the political phrasal verbs, where I'll give you specifically what they mean, how they apply to politics, but also indicate where they can be used in other situations also. As always, if you have any questions or any issues that you want to raise, well, you'll get my details at the end of the podcast. Okay, so the first of these political phrasal verbs that I have for you is crack down on, to crack down on something, or to crack down on somebody. Okay, so governments like to show that they are in control. They don't like issues to happen in their communities when they are in power because it reflects badly on them, and of course at the next election they may not get re-elected. Okay, so they will spend some time cracking down on activities that are not seen to be appropriate in the public eye, for example drug dealing or criminal activities, gangland activities in different cities. So they will try from time to time to crack down on those hard criminals. So they will boost the resources of the police. They will introduce special laws. They will try and implement these laws to make sure that they make it as uncomfortable as possible for the people involved in these activities. So hopefully they will disband or take their activities elsewhere. So governments like to crack down on, meaning force, come down with a lot of force to prevent or to stop these activities. Drug dealing, knife crimes, bank robberies, jewelry robberies, house burglaries, whatever the situation might be that is causing the general public the most concern, they will come to crack down on that. Next phrasal verb, to stand down. And to stand down is specifically used when a member of parliament decides, or the prime minister, not to continue his political career and not to go forward for election at the next or the forthcoming election. So they will stand down. They will announce that they are standing down, meaning they are no longer interested in being a member of parliament. So it's an announcement of their retirement. So the prime minister today announced that he was going to stand down at the end of his term before the next election. So he means that he will continue in power for the next 6 months or year, whatever the term remaining is, and then when there's a general election called, he will no longer lead his party into the elections, and he will no longer act as the prime minister. Okay, so he will stand down, literally meaning he will retire. Okay, so anybody can stand down from their job and their position as a mayor or a public representative. When they stand down, they all retire. So it's not limited specifically to politicians, but it can be in any senior position where you no longer wish to be considered for that position. Stand down as the head of a university. Stand down as the chief executive of an organization. All of those would be used in that situation. Okay, third phrasal verb is to face up, and we usually say to face up to something, to face up to facts, to face up to a person, okay, face up to your responsibility. So we use the phrasal verb in that context. So in relation to political situations, it's the government's responsibility to face up to the facts that the economy is not working or isn't improving or has some difficulty. So when they face up to these facts, they have to introduce measures to change it. So it might be a very harsh or difficult budget. It might be to increase taxes. It might be to cut capital expenditure or investment. Lots of ways in which governments can change the economic circumstances based on the evidence that they have. In all of these ways, they face up to the facts. Yeah? They face up to another government in another country that is making life difficult for them in terms of trade. Yeah? So they face up to them, meaning they will not allow themselves to be bullied. They will face up and challenge the other government. Okay, so to face up to something. And then finally, the fourth phrasal verb we have is to win someone over. Okay, well, to win someone over is to get them to change their opinion about you, where it's usually negative, and come to support you in a positive way, to win somebody over. So the government will win lots of voters over if they make lots of promises. We will increase basic income. We will increase the basic wage. We will increase the minimum salaries. We will spend more money on policing. We will spend more money on social welfare benefits. These would all be attractive measures by which a government coming into office can win the people over. To win somebody over is to win their confidence, to gain their respect, and to get them to continue to support you. Okay, so here are four phrasal verbs: to crack down on someone or something, to stand down from office usually, to face up to facts or the situation, and to win someone over by doing something that will get you their support. Okay, well, again, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you want to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear your questions, suggestions, and happy to help you if I can in our future podcasts. So thanks for listening, and join me again soon.